Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The editor of the Sunday Mail newspaper, Edmund Kudzai, who was arrested yesterday, is still detained at Harare Central Police Station and may face charges of terrorism and undermining the person of the president.
I think these are issues that are directly related to the succession struggles and internal fight within ZANU-PF. And it's unfortunate that the state media is being caught up in this web.
Youths from the MDCT renewal team mark the day of the African child in Harare, demanding jobs and telling politicians to stop using young people to carry out acts of political violence.
Importantly, I urge the young people of Zimbabwe to refuse to be used, to be manipulated, to be exploited for political ends, to desist from all forms of violence in all its forms and manifestations.
And the United Nations High Commission for Refugees says the number of refugees, asylum seekers and internally displaced people worldwide has, for the first time in the post-World War II era, exceeded 50 billion.
The editor of the Sunday Mail newspaper, Edmund Kudzai, who was arrested yesterday, is still detained at the Harare Central Police Station and might be facing charges of terrorism and undermining the person of the president. Police sources also confirmed that they are still looking for Zimbabwe Independent newspaper editor, Dumisani Mleya, for as yet undisclosed reasons. Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba, for the second day running, was not picking up her mobile phone. But police sources in the Law and Order Department told Studio 7 that Kudzai was being interrogated in the presence of his lawyer, Joseph Mandija. They said the charges are arising from his previous writings without divulging details, calling the matter sensitive. Efforts to get a comment from Mandija were futile as his mobile phone was switched off.
The arrest of Kudzai has been linked by some to the serious factional fights in ZANU-PF as the race to succeed President Robert Mugabe heats up. There are said to be two factions in ZANU-PF, one led by Vice President Joyce Mujuru and the other led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa. The two have previously denied that they are factional leaders. The Mujuru faction has openly complained that state newspapers are being used to attack them. President Robert Mugabe himself took a swipe at Information Minister Jonathan Moyo for dividing the party. But ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo shot down suggestions that the arrests of Kudzai have anything to do with the ruling party. However, former MISA director Rashid Mukundu tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Kudzai has been caught up in the web, in the ZANU-PF succession web.
An arrest that speaks to issues beyond journalism practice. I think these are issues that are directly related to the succession struggles and internal fight within ZANU-PF. And it's unfortunate that the state media is being caught up in this web of internal struggles. And the overall effect, of course, of the arrest is that it is fear and limit the capacity of journalists to report critically on the going on in ZANU-PF, especially around the issues for succession of President Robert Mugabe. We don't know what allegations the state will make against him, but whatever they are, that's not a justification for the high level of intimidation that the state exhibited in arresting the editor.
But if a crime is committed, Mr. Mukundu, as the police are alleging, is there anything wrong in what they did in arresting him?
There's absolutely nothing wrong in arresting criminals, but of course we know that the natural course of justice is that you first investigate and you lay charges. I'm sure that a phone call to the editor to say the police want to charge you and can you report to the police station would be insufficient. But what we then saw was almost an act of violence on the part of the law enforcement agencies. They broke into his office. We understand they broke the door at his parents' home. And the wall, I think, scenario in which he was arrested smacks of an intention to intimidate the media.
That was former MISA director Rashid Mukundu speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Meanwhile, Information Minister Jonathan Moyo, who recruited Kudzai, commented for the first time on the arrest. Speaking at a graduation ceremony for journalists at the Business Environmental Services College in Bulawayo today, Moyo said people must allow the law to take its course. The Information Minister said, and I quote, "I think all rational, fair-minded people will understand that when police take action or when law enforcement agents take action, it should give us, from a legal constitutional point of view, some relief that at least the rule of law or the course of justice is taking place," close quote. Moyo said it was good that legal processes were being respected in dealing with Kudzai's case, adding that, and I quote again, "That is always far better than sitting to resolve an issue through other means."